Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff. And then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search after words, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes afterwards can be a little NSFW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet. I just flipped
the switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. Hey, Ruben, what's up, man? You're on the air.
How's it going? Hey, guys. I don't know if you guys remember me. Gay Ruben from 2002 Super Bowl winner.
Gay Ruben. Hold on. You're saying that too fast. Gay Ruben.
I won tickets to the Super Bowl in New Orleans in 2002.
Yeah.
I just want to say, hey, thank you, guys. That was 20 years ago. You know that, right?
Yeah.
What a trip.
It was amazing. I just want to say thank you for that opportunity they had gone. I mean, it was so much fun. I still get people to ask me about that. And, I mean, it was just amazing. And I just want to thank you guys for that.
Yes, I remember that trip because that's when Rich yelled at Obi-Wan.
Oh, you yelled at someone, Rich?
Well, just that once.
It was just crazy. But like I said, I was just calling to thank you there. Thank you for that opportunity. And thank you so much for all the memories. 2 months ago, I was given some years that I've got less than a year to live, maybe. I got a congestive heart failure with a severe case of pulmonary hypertension. Yeah, that's what they say. So, but I don't feel it. I don't feel it's coming. I'm not expecting it. But, you know, but that's why I was calling to say, hey, thank you guys so much for the memories and just everything.
Wow.
Everything I got from all that. So, you guys are so funny. I mean, 20 years later, I still... You guys are amazing. For everything.
You're amazing.
Thanks.
How can we carry on your legacy? Like, what do you want to do with the time that you have left?
I don't know. Like, I've just been accepting day as days come, and I'm living the present. I'm trying to think too much about the past, but, you know, it's kind of hard, though, and I just want everybody to be happy and remember me as a good, fun-loving guy and that I've always been, and just, you know, pretty much that.
Well, I was going to say, to celebrate, I was going to give you tickets to next year's Super Bowl, but you won't be here.
John Jay.
Who knows?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
oh, my God. Thank God you're laughing at that.
I know.
No, hey, if you've been listening for 20 years, he definitely knows my sense of humor.
For sure.
I crack jokes about it all the time. My family gets mad at me because, you know, that song, When I'm gone, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. I sing it all the time. And they're just like, that's not right.
No, it's not.
No.
That song I always thought was more about the cups.
At first, I thought you were going to try to sue us for something that happened on that Super Bowl trip 20 years ago. Jacked up your heart.
No. I would never have changed it because I don't know if you remember that my friend had called and said, make him do it in dragon. So I did it in like short leather skirt.
Yes,
totally.
Like, oh my
I
God.
Remember because you guys went, that guy went on the trip. I can't remember his name, but he ate the cockroaches and he went on the, you guys all went together in a van.
But I mean, the things I got to do on that trip was like, I mean, I got to ride on the flower. I mean, I washed cars and I mean, it was just so much fun. I would have never changed it for the world.
I know, you lived a full life just on that trip.
Yeah, it totally was. And like I said, people were like, you know, well, are you that gay Ruben? Like, that's me. And like, wow, that's great. They listen to you. I was a little kid. I'm like, well, that's funny. Oh, that's awesome. Because I remember the song. I'll never forget the song.
because it was like on the road again.
Oh yeah.
Gay Ruben and Obi on the road.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Ruben.
And the
man.
Funny thing that was so funny about that is because I had just had a conversation with my mother about. She's like, I'm so glad not everybody knows that you know you're gay and Tucson. And then I win this trip, and they're like, we're going to call you Gay Ruben. And I was like, got to call my mom and ask her, like, hey, just to let you know that that's what's going to happen. And she was like, really? I go, yeah, but I'm going to Super Bowl to go see Mariah Carey sing, so it don't matter.
It was all about Mariah Carey. It wasn't about the Super Bowl. That was 20 years ago, man. God.
Wow.
20 years ago.
Ruben, you are incredible.
You're part of the family, so you keep in touch with us. Like, we want to be a part of the journey with you as long as we can be.
I can do that. I'll definitely do that.
What about this? Okay, what about this? So my mom passed, and her and I spoke many times about the afterlife. When she passes, how will we know she's visiting us? And she said she was going to be a hummingbird. She said, whenever we see a hummingbird, that's going to be her. And so we see hummingbirds all the time, and we say hi to my mom. So say you've got less than, how much time do you say you have left?
Well, they said less than a year. They can't really pinpoint it because they're not quite sure, but my heart's super weak. I'm on oxygen.
Okay.
And I'm really weak.
So what can we say? Hold on, Ruben, you're interrupting me. I'm trying to get emotional. I was talking first. I was talking first. You're interrupting me. Now Rich is interrupted.
Oh,
so what, when you pass, what can we see that will be, wow, everybody, look, that's Gay Ruben flying outside our window right now. That's Gay Ruben. What can it be? Maybe some leather shorts?
I had spoken to a medium that he said the color red and the number 777 was probably going to be something that people could contact, see that it was me. I'm a red cardinal, has been coming to my yard lately, actually a lot. So
every time we watch the Cardinals play? Every time we see football, oh man, it's Gay Ruben. He loves football.
Whenever you see somebody in platform heels working a plow in full drag, that will be your sign.
Yeah, so we will always be thinking of Ruben.
Yeah, and just, I've never forgotten about you guys. And yeah, you're awesome. Think about me, too. So I appreciate that. You guys have been super awesome. And I just had to call you, though.
I'm glad
you
did.
I saw that and I was like, man, you guys,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's you. Years. I wish it was Obi-Wan and not you.
Do not wish that.
You know what? It's so funny because, every time I would see him after that, he'd be DJing at a club and stuff, and I'd get to the club, and he would have security follow me. I mean, I'm like, what am I going to do? Go fight with you again? No.
You guys got into
a fight. Why did you fight?
Yep. He left Ruben.
Yeah.
What?
It wasn't all
so drama.
Obi is so nice.
Because they fell in love.
No.
No, we did not. That was not the case. Now we got into an argument because he wouldn't give me any money we were going to go to the Super Bowl. And I wanted some money, trust me. And he goes, no. So I took the phone. I took off with the phone that we were talking to the station with. And so the Super Bowl, I was like, I saw Mariah Carey sing, saw the, the halftime show. Well, we get back to where the van was at, and his mom called, and she's like, can I talk to him? And I go, no. And I go, she goes, please, please. And I go, okay, well, I'll put the phone to his ear. I put the phone on his ear, and he uppercut me.
Oh.
Right when I did that, and I was like, what? And then I started, started hitting him, of course, because he hit me first. And he's like, he's mugging me. And the cops came because it was Mardi Gras the next day. And I mean, we were up on a fence, and guys, if you say any sound out of your mouth, you're going to go to jail for 2 weeks. And I'm like, anything. So I didn't say nothing. And then he takes our story. He lets Obi off. He walks across the street into the van and just starts throwing all my stuff out on the street. And I couldn't say nothing. He goes, you get in the van, you hand him that phone, and you go across the street. And that's what happened. That's why I got left there. I was like, I just remember walking down Bourbon Street, all my stuff in a sheet, just crying. It was the funniest thing. Oh my God!
That could have been a reality show on a TV reality show.
See, we sent them to Super Bowl with tickets, but no money, and they had to work and get jobs the whole way to the Super Bowl.
Oh, it was amazing.
We gotta do that again. I think the Super Bowl's here, so it'll be easy. All right, Ruben, listen, hold on, okay? We gotta get some information from you. God bless you. You're beautiful. We love you, and
thank you guys.
Thank you for listening so much.
Too.
We're gonna miss you. And hopefully you'll come.
I'm gonna miss you guys too.
And when you pass, maybe you can visit Rich and Suzette in their sleep.
I'll haunt you guys forever, okay? How about that?
Cool.
Love you, Ruben. Awesome. Love you, Ruben. Thank you for listening. Hold on.
I love you guys too.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
That number again is 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
All right, it's time for the John Jay and Rich booty call.
Booty, booty, yep. Booty, booty, yep. Rockin' never well. Booty, 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 rockin' never well. Booty, 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 rockin' never well.
I found you, Miss New Booty. All right, booty call time. Henry, welcome. Welcome to the John J. Rich Booty Call. How can we help you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I am so nervous right now.
Just breathe.
That is actually a
this
Britney
is so
Spears
cool.
Lyric.
Breathe is a Britney Spears lyric?
It's a song, yeah.
Oh, I knew it was a Faith Hill song. Well, let's see. We're going to try to do this booty call with you, and we're either going to do Britney Spears lyrics or Faith Hill lyrics.
Oh, really?
So right now, breathe. It's a split. It's a tie. So what's your situation, Henry?
Okay, so my boyfriend is at breakfast with his mom right now, and I want him to come home so we can, you know, have a little fun.
Mm-hmm. And we were going to use Britney Spears lyrics to entice him to come home, right? That's our rule. We're going to get him on the phone. You're going to talk to him, but you can only use Britney lyrics or Faith Hill lyrics.
Here.
Faith Hill. Yeah. So what are other Faith Hill lyrics?
This kiss.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And then you got the Where Are You Christmas, which isn't sexy at all.
Yeah, but if he was to call and just be like, "Where are you, Chris?" Is his name Chris? What's his name?
Owen.
Where are you, Owen?
Oh my.
No.
No.
I'm there.
Well, depends if Henry is a Britney fan or a Faith fan.
Britney.
Darn it. Okay, well, let's go with Britney then.
Okay.
Because I'm all out of Faith Hill songs. So it take me, I need to think a little bit more, and it's hard. I go way back in that Rolodex, and I just can't. Okay, so we're going to get him on the phone, and you're going to talk to him in Britney lyrics. That's our rule. Sound fair, Henry?
Okay.
Now, do you have Britney lyrics off the top of your mind?
Ooh, I'm going to try my very best. I'm not as big of a fan as Owen.
He's more of a fan.
Oh my goodness, he's Britney's number one fan.
Okay, because I know Kyle's a super fan, so it'd probably be easy.
Well,
to come
there's
up.
A very easy one, obvious. What? Hit me, baby, one more time.
Ooh, oh damn,
kinky Kyle.
That's not even that. That's just the obvious. Like one of her biggest songs.
I would say probably stay away from Toxic.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Right.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's Toxic. You don't want to be like, you know.
If you seek Amy.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah. That's dirty. But he'd be like, really "What do you mean, dirty. Amy?
Would you hold it against me?
Give me more.
Give me more. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are other smashes? That
there's
she's
the
had?
One that where she just goes, oh. Do that too. I love that.
You know, so funny. I know exactly what song you're thinking of. Oops, I did it again.
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And then he'll be like, "What do you mean? I thought this was Henry."
I got that boom boom.
Oh yeah, okay. I forgot about that.
What about, oops, I did it again. Just that? Well, will he know that it's Britney, or do you think you're moaning on the phone?
No, he's a big fan. He has to.
Yeah, wait, if you call him, go yeah. Let me see.
That okay. is Britney's. Yeah.
No. 100. That's Britney's. That we're using an audio clip of Britney. Is that what we're going to do, or is Henry going to do that? That's how we've done this bit before.
So, Henry, if we get Owen on the phone and you go, yeah, is he going to think you're doing a Campbell Soup commercial? Or are you doing a, like, let me hear you do that Britney lyric, Henry. No, let me hear you do that, Henry.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
I would know.
No, you wouldn't.
That's good.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Okay, what's another lyric? What do you got? What else have we got there, Rich?
I know I may be young, but
I'm a slave.
I've got feelings too, and I need to do what I feel like doing. So let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl.
Read to him the whole song.
I mean, we should put Lace and Leather. There's a line in there that says, you're one and only pleasure, all decked in lace and leather.
Okay, that's good. All right. Yes. Do you have any of these in front of you, Henry?
I did go on Spotify.
She did have a whole song called Do You Want to Come Over?
Oh. Well, that's a no-brainer. Then we could just use that one. All right.
That's so many.
So, Henry, are you prepared to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to get Owen on the line. We're going to three-way. You're going to call and tell him. He's probably going to say, what are you doing? I'm having breakfast with my mom. Leave me alone. And then you got to start dropping these little lyrics, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
All right, we're going to do it next. The John J. Rich Booty Call continues next with John J. and Rich.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
John J. and Rich.
It's John J. and Rich. We're in the middle of the booty call.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
We got Henry and Owen. They're boyfriends. Henry, is today Owen's birthday?
His birthday's in like 3 days.
Okay, but he's celebrating with his mom today, having breakfast.
Yes.
Okay, and you want to get him to come over and meet you at home for a booty call?
Yes.
And you're going to do it using Britney Spears lyrics, correct?
That is correct.
And how old is Owen today?
He is 26. He'll be 27.
Okay, so we're going to get him on the phone. We're going to use Britney lyrics. You're going to use Britney lyrics. And if we have to, we have some of the songs here queued up, ready to go.
She has a lot. Okay. She has a lot of really sexy lyrics.
Yes.
Piece of me. Yeah.
But does Henry know those lyrics? Because he's...
I mean, there's a whole entire song called Get Naked. Okay?
But does Henry have those lyrics?
I hope so.
You're going to call him and three-way us in. All right? So it's your caller ID. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, babe, yes. Look, I just want you to come home right now so you can hit me, baby, one more time, just like last night.
What? Hey, my mom says hi. You're funny.
Hey, tell her I said hello. But, babe, listen, come home so you can give me more.
What?
You know you want a piece of me.
I'm really at breakfast with my mom. But you know, yeah, you're funny though. You're funny. You're funny.
I'm funny.
Yeah.
No,
you're funny.
I'm a slave for you.
You're quoting all the Britney Spears, all my favorite Britney Spears songs. Wow.
Oops. I did it again.
But you're not that innocent.
No, babe, I'm
toxic.
But
I got to get back to my mom, though. I'm like having breakfast with her.
Well, you know that you drive me crazy.
Okay. I know. But I'm having breakfast with my mom.
Yes, I know you're having breakfast with your mom. But I was born to make you happy.
Okay.
All right. Babe.
Yes.
Come on, I'm your little toy soldier.
What?
I'm your toy soldier till the world ends.
Wow.
Don't hold it against me.
You're funny, though. You are funny, but Mom is waving. I stepped away from the table.
Does that make you stronger?
It's Britney, bitch.
I'm having breakfast with my mom.
and then we're going shopping. She's waving at me right now.
Owen, you're part of the John Jay and Rich booty call. Henry thought he could get you to come over and leave breakfast with your mom for a quick booty call.
Do it for Brittany.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Are you serious?
Happy birthday.
I mean, it wasn't for lack of trying.
I'm embarrassed.
Henry, you really put your
all. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, I don't want to embarrass you.
Well, you know
I worked so hard.
You know what you didn't mention to us, Henry, is that you guys did it last night. Mm-hmm. So if you did it last night. Yeah. I mean, well, he said it. He goes, come over like you did last night. So once you did last night, he's like, what do you mean? We just did last night. I'm not coming over. Like, if you would have waited a couple more days, and then you would have been like, he would have been like, yeah, more apt to
right.
leave.
Right, sure, you know? Sure.
So.
Well. I don't think that's too much to ask. I mean, the next day.
Yeah, but he's with his mom, and then you're going shopping. I mean, it's his birthday. But.
But you tried.
I tried.
It was a lofty goal.
There's always after shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that sound? Owen, you want to come over after shopping?
Yes, okay.
And, then, and then we'll go see Henry.
Okay.
All right. That's the John J. Rich booty call. The Britney version. It's John Jay and Rich. It's
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so I saw this thing. I thought it was really cool. It's a bunch of different questions. They're like little questions for the room, but I thought they're like short. So I think I'd throw these out, and if it applies to anybody in this studio, you answer it. Okay. It's called Tell Us About the Time You. So, for example, I'm going to say, tell us about the time you cursed really loud in public but didn't mean it. Anyone? Does it apply to anyone in the room? Mm-hmm. Anyone in the room? Anyone in the room?
I feel like when I curse, I mean it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that doesn't apply to anyone in the room. Tell us about the time you confronted your ex and their new partner.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay, yes. Kyle, go.
So... my former boyfriend cheated on me with one of my friends, and I did not know this at the time when we went on a boat ride on the lake. And when the boat ride was over and my phone got back to service, I got a text from my other friend informing me of said affair, if you will, and I lost it. I mean, I completely lost it on both of them. As we're docking the boat, bringing the boat out of the water, I was like, and then you guys apparently are screwing each other. And her boyfriend at the time was also on the boat with us. And this was the first time he was hearing about it as well. And it was a whole scene from a movie. So, yeah, that was fun.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And you cussed in public, but you meant it.
Yeah, I meant it. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the time you received your first hickey.
Ooh. Oh, no. I don't really think I've...
Rich?
I'm trying to remember the girl's name, actually, but I wasn't very old. It was like my first kiss. But she was driving, and I wasn't yet. So I was like 14. She was 16. I want to say her name's Jenny. And it was really hard to explain to my parents because we were both members of the Young Catholic Musicians. So there should have been no hanky-panky in the Young Catholic
Uh-oh.
Musicians.
Naughty, naughty.
All right, tell us about the time you got drunk on tequila for the first time.
Suzette?
Oh, I remember this. It was awful. It was so bad. I remember we went to, we got a hotel room next to this venue where Mr. Baby and I, my husband, we went to, it was like a festival. But it was just both of us pre-gaming by ourselves. And that was when we discovered that if you take a shot of tequila and chase it with pickle juice, you feel nothing. It's like delicious. You know, you're not gagging. You can't even smell it at that point anymore. So we finished an entire bottle of salsa between him and I because we had this huge gallon of pickle juice. We walked
Why
to the festival.
Why do you have a full gallon of pickle juice?
Because we knew. I love pickle juice. I could just drink it like that. But we wanted to chase it with that tequila bottle. And we stayed at that hotel so we can walk to the venue. We walked to the venue, and that's the last thing I remember. I woke up. He woke up. We were both like, so what happened? My phone was gone, lost everything at the festival. Thankfully, like, I was able to call, and they found my phone. But we wasted that money. Those tickets, we didn't see any of the DJs, any of the, like, artists that were there. And I will never, ever drink salsa ever again.
Because that's crazy.
I still love tequila, but that was, like, the worst. We were, like, almost depressed afterwards.
Okay, tell us about the time you got caught doing it in public.
Doesn't apply to me.
No, I haven't gotten caught.
Tell us about tell us about the time you farted in front of your significant other.
It took me a very long time. I want to say we were together for almost 4 or 5 years until I finally... But it was an accident. See, I was sleeping. He was laying right next to me, and I accidentally let one out because I was sleeping, but it was so loud that it woke me up.
Oh, no.
And I remember he started laughing so hard, and I was so embarrassed. I wanted to pretend to, like, I was still sleeping and I didn't notice. But then because he was laughing so hard, I started laughing.
Oh, no.
And it was just awful.
Oh, that's love.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, from now on, it's like, you know, from then it was like, just gotta let it rip.
I don't remember the first time I farted in front of Scott, but one of my exes, I was actually sitting on his lap, and it was like mortifying.
No.
I was debating between like trying to squeeze hard to like hold it in, but then thinking he's gonna feel me squeezing my butt cheeks, right? So I tried to like hold it in without squeezing, and that didn't work. And it just, he's like, "Did you just fart?"
Like, on him?
How dare he ask?
My lap?
Like, was it a big one, or was it a little?
You know, it was just like a little.
Oh, that's bad.
But it's funny because once you get past the first part, after that, it's just like, yeah, it happened.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is, what do you guys think? You like
yeah.
this segment?
Yeah.
Tell us about the time you. Because I got plenty more. All right, maybe we'll bring you back next week. Tell us about the time you. You get to learn a little bit about everybody in the studio. All right, it's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, Suzanne, what's the vibe for horoscope today?
So today is officially Leo season. It's the first day of Leo season, and I'm going to tell you how it's going to affect you this year according to your horoscope sign.
Well, that's perfect. Let's pick up Diana, the truck driver, because she is a Leo. Diana, it is the first day of Leo season.
Woo!
Oh, yay!
When is your birthday?
August the 14th.
Okay. All right. So towards the end of Leo season. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So for you right now, all eyes are on you. It is your season. So it says here to embrace your most authentic self during this month. Use this creativity and bold energy as an excuse to get glammed up. Spam your social media with selfies and just show the world that you love yourself.
Well, I've already been doing that. So that's good.
Keep on doing it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Diana. You have a great day.
You
Happy
too.
Leo
bye-bye.
Day. Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to November, our Taurus. Hello, November.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right, November. So for Taurus, Leo season is all about putting ourselves out there. But as a Taurus, nothing makes you feel better than staying in the comfort of your own home. So this month, just spend quality time with the people that make you feel nurtured, like your family and close friends. Do something at home so you can hang out all together.
And school starts. We got to be at home.
Yeah. You got no choice there.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much.
All right, goodbye, November.
Have a good weekend.
You have a great weekend. Okay, bye-bye.
She's chill.
Shanae, hello. Happy Leo Day.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Right. Shanae, so for Geminis, it says that your social butterfly mode is activated this month. Leo season is going to bring you a ton of confidence when it comes to expressing yourself. Both your work and personal calendars will be booming with plans.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Don't forget, I start my nude gig on Monday. So
did you say your nude gig?
I start my new gig, my new job.
Oh, already Monday?
Yes.
That's exciting. So, see, you're going to be extra, like, social because you're going to want to, you know, talk talk to all the new coworkers and fit right in.
That's right. I got to slide right on in there and fit in where I get in.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, Shanae. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks. All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right, John Jay, now for Virgos, Leo season is bringing you a lot of confidence when it comes to your intuition. So during this time, trust your inner voice. It's also a great time to break out of your daily routine and embrace your mystical side by doing something fun and different. It's time for you to explore during this time.
Oh, good. So if I do something different, what are you doing? I'm like, my mystical side. Okay.
I knew you were going to hold on to that one. Okay, Kyle, for Libras, the fiery energy of Leo season is going to make you even more social during this time. So get ready to make some fun summer memories with friends. It's a great time to throw or go to a party, connect with your crew, and put yourself out there.
Okay.
Summer fun.
I do have a girls' brunch this weekend.
All right. So.
Done.
Perfect. Rich, for Pisces, what you need this season is to have fun, especially during the summer. This month will also inspire you to get more excited about your wellness routine. So work on some physical activity and outdoor time, or make things extra social by inviting your friends to go on a hike or something like that.
Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fit Club. It's back.
Yes.
Well, it's never really started, but it'll start.
And for Capricorns, Leo season is asking you to make room for some personal transformation. Shed your old skins and let go of any emotional baggage that's been holding you back from being your true self. So it's a big time for evolving for Capricorns right now.
All right, if we didn't get to your sign, it's posted at johnjayandrich.com.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, John Jay and Rich. I saw this list that came out about some celebrities. And I thought I could turn it into a game, okay?
I like when you do this. These are usually very fun.
Okay, good. Thanks. Very positive attitude.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I need. I need something from one of you, okay? I need to know exactly how tall Rich is.
5'8" and a half.
5'8" and a half. Okay.
Are I take that half. I need
taller
that
taller or shorter than Rich?
It's called smaller or taller. I'm gonna
Which
give
is
you
considered average height in America, by the way.
I'm gonna give you a celebrity name, and you have to say if they're smaller or taller.
I like it.
Then Rich.
Okay.
Rich is 5'8" and a half.
All right.
Okay, Suzette, smaller or taller? Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Didn't she have that one documentary? She's smaller.
You think Lady Gaga is smaller or
yes.
taller than Rich?
Smaller.
Smaller. Rich is 5'8" and a half. Lady Gaga is 5'1".
Yeah.
5'1".
Tower over her.
Kyle.
What?
Kourtney Kardashian. Rich Bear is 5'8" and a half. Kourtney Kardashian, is she smaller or taller than
smaller.
Rich Barrow?
She's one of the shortest of the crew.
Kourtney Kardashian is 5 foot tall?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a question?
What do you mean?
You said, is 5 foot tall?
She's 5 foot tall. Yeah, she's 5 foot tall. Suzette, Danny Trejo. Rich Barrow is 5'8" and a half. Danny Trejo, is he smaller or taller than Rich Barrow?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I feel like he's kind of, he reminds me a lot of my dad, and my dad's short.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, I saw his documentary too, and next to everyone, he seemed pretty short. So I'm going to say he's smaller than Rich.
Danny Trejo is 5'6". Danny Trejo is smaller than Rich Barrow.
Yeah. Cool.
Rich Barrow. Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas.
Nick.
Rich, you are 5'8" and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
this.
Smaller or taller than Nick Jonas? You've stood next to mm-hmm. Nick Jonas.
Many
are you smaller
times,
or taller?
Many times taller than Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas, 5'6".
Yeah.
You are taller than Nick Jonas.
Rich so is far. Loving this segment.
So far, this is great.
Kyle, Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. Is he smaller or taller than Rich Barra? Rich Barrett's 5'8" and a half.
Okay, thank you for that stat. I'm going to say Wait, hold on. Not Pete Davidson. Dang it. I was thinking
Wentz.
Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz. Wentz
he was married to Ashley Simpson. Pete Wentz, side hair. Side hair.
Yeah.
Wentz. Smaller.
Pete Wentz is 5'6". Okay. Pete Wentz is smaller
In
than
my
Rich
head,
Vera.
I was thinking Pete Davidson for a second, and I think he's taller. But
yeah, he's tall.
Suzette, Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne. Rich Barra is 5'8.5". Is Avril Lavigne smaller or taller than Rich Barra?
Smaller.
Avril Lavigne is 5'2".
Mm. Okay. You know, do you realize that so far we've stood next to every single one of these celebrities?
That's why I picked them all.
Oh, interesting. Except for maybe
Except
Courtney.
For the next one. Rich Barra. Yeah. Reese Witherspoon.
Mm.
Reese Witherspoon. You are 5'8.5", Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Witherspoon, are you smaller or taller?
Star of the morning show on Apple Plus. I believe she's shorter than Jennifer Aniston, who I believe is probably about 5'6". Sure, I am taller than Reese.
You are taller than Reese Witherspoon. She is 5'1".
Oh, she's 5'1"? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's pretty short.
Suzette, this is kind of a gimme, maybe. Rich Barra's 5'8.5". Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart. Is Rich Barra smaller or taller?
Poor Kevin Hart.
Than Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's smaller. He's cute.
Smaller?
Yes. Yeah,
Kevin Hart is 5'2". Rich Barra is smaller than Kevin Hart.
Wait, what?
Rich Barra is taller than Kevin Hart.
Thank you.
Kyle. Comedian Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider.
Oh, I love him.
Rich Barra is 5'. Rich Barra is 5'8.5". Rob Schneider, is he smaller or taller?
I'm going to say Rob Schneider is smaller than Rich Barra.
Rob Schneider is 5'3". Mm. Rob Schneider is smaller than Rich Barra. Rich Barra, you are 5'8.5".
Correct.
Emilio Estevez, star of the Mighty Ducks.
Ooh. Boy, I'm going to say that's almost a draw, you would think. Emilio Estevez, I'm going to go smaller than me.
Emilio Estevez is 5'7".
Oh, barely.
Wow. He is smaller
Inched
than you.
Inched him out.
Just barely. Just
if you
barely.
Haven't guessed yet, all of these celebrities were smaller than yes. Rich Barra. Rich Barra, 5'8.5", all of them. And that is smaller or taller than Rich Barra.
I like it.
You all won.
Bring,
all
of you won. Bring it back sometime.
You so are you really short? I don't think you're really short then.
I don't think anybody's short.
The list, the list that was trending, this list, was. This is the title of the list. Celebrities who are surprisingly short. That was that's the headline of the list. So that's why.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, Kyle, what's the deal with you and Google Maps?
No, not Google Maps,
what?
Just Google.
Google.
I think there are, you know, obviously several milestones as a parent. And Suzette, I mean, once you have baby boy Achilles, you'll see it's like from the very minute they come out, everything's a milestone, right? But I think as they get a little bit older, the milestones start to spread out a little bit. But one of them is like the first dentist visit. I don't know, for me, that was a big milestone, like with Addie. She's been a couple of times and... Side note, the first time she went, we took her somewhere and they told me she had 7 cavities and needed to go under anesthesia to fix them. And I was like, my mom vibes are saying that is incorrect. I took her for a second opinion. She had 0.
Whoa.
FYI, don't. If something's telling you it's wrong, go get a second opinion.
Wow.
So it's Easton's turn to go to the dentist, right? And I just decided to schedule all of our appointments together because I had one coming up to get a cleaning and Addie was overdue because of the pandemic. I didn't want her to have to go in by herself and whatever.
That's how my wife does it.
Yeah. It's just kind of easier that way. So there, when that sort of thing is coming up, I think I pay extra attention. Like when we're brushing, you guys brush really good or, you know, when you see the dentist, you're going to get a cavity. And I really started examining my kids' teeth and I'm like, oh my, like, am I a terrible parent? Because Easton's 2 front teeth are like starting to maybe turn gray and they have like these white, like calcium streaks in them or something. And I'm like, what is going on here? And so, you know, I start looking at Google and see what that is. And then Addie's teeth, she lost her 2 front teeth last year. And so now they're starting to grow in, right? And I tell her, you know, those ones you really have to pay attention to. You don't get a second chance on those ones. Those are your big people teeth. We got to brush really well. And so I noticed when I was looking at her teeth, because we're going to the dentist soon, the back of her 2 front teeth, it's like there's something really wrong with them. And she said, I showed you this picture a while back. So one of them, it looks like there's, I don't know, like goo or something behind it. And the other one, it's completely black growing
Whoa.
It. It's completely
it's black, right? So I go, of course, hop on Google, because that's pretty concerning. Mm-hmm. Like, that looks like years worth of decay mm-hmm. growing in with her tooth. And I'm just like, oh, man. Like, I'm going to go in, and the dentist is going to look at me like, do you ever brush your kids' teeth? Do you brush your kids' teeth with candy? Like, I'm, you know, I'm already starting to feel like a terrible parent, because everything I'm finding on Google is, this is not good. So I had bought Addie an electric toothbrush a while back. She hadn't used it because she said it felt weird. And I was like, you better start using that, because that's bad. So after like a day or two, one of the side with the goo behind it cleared up. So indeed, that was just like, we weren't brushing well enough there. The black part stayed. And I'm like, we're really going to have to address this. So get to the dentist. She does her cleaning. I do my cleaning. The dentist comes in actually, she was getting her cleaning while I was getting my cleaning. So she comes in and I'm still getting it. And the hygienist is like, everything looks great. And I'm like, really? Because she has like a black growth behind her big tooth. There's no way everything can be great. Because I'm thinking like, they're going to have to take the tooth out. I'm going to have to get my kid a fake tooth. Like, are we doing implants? Is she going to have that retainer thing? Like, I've gone down all the roads.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope. That was a sequin.
A what?
What?
You know, like the little round things they put on outfits to make them nice and sparkly?
No.
Sequins? She had a purple sequins lodged into her gum.
How?
Ouch.
That's what I said, Rich Barra, and that answer is still unknown. They're like, she must have had it, like, been chewing on it or something. And I'm like, how was that not so painful? Like, if I get a popcorn kernel stuck in my gum, it hurts really bad.
You feel everything. The smallest thing you feel between your teeth.
Yes.
And is there for how long?
This was months.
Months?
Months.
She was plural. Born to dance.
Yeah. I'm like, this is my you little kid's it? Teeth sparkle. And I saved it. There it is, the purple sequin that I thought was a black growth behind my child's
tooth. Well, you think
the
toothbrush would have removed it?
That's what I thought too, but it was, I mean, if you look at the picture, the sequence is a full circle.
Yeah.
If you look at the picture, I mean, it is in there, like long.
Like at least halfway in.
Yeah.
Are any of you guys like rubbing the back of your teeth with your tongue?
Totally.
I'm all yeah.
Anything in there?
She's bedazzled her jawline.
Yes. And the hygienist was like, we've seen a lot of things lodged into people's gums, but I have never, in my 12 years of doing this, seen a sequin.
That's fancy.
Leave it up to my daughter to sparkle.
Oh, but what a relief that it's not.
Such a relief.
Yeah, that her tooth isn't falling out.
Such a relief. And I was like, see, I knew that was weird. Like,
did she ever have any nightmares that come walking in the middle of the night to you and say, hey, like, I wonder if that caused any pain in the middle of the night?
No. She literally, I asked her if it bothered her, because I'm like, obviously, usually cavities cause incredible sensitivity. Nothing. Like, it was perfectly fine.
Why didn't she call in for when we did What's Stuck Inside You?
She didn't know. She could call in next time. A purple sequence.
That is crazy.
I know. So there you go. Google had me thinking everything was all bad, but no big deal.
Wow.
I know, right?
That was so crazy. And here it is.
Twist ending.
We'll put pictures on our Instagram of the bag and of the tooth.
Yeah.
So you got to put a picture on the Instagram of the tooth, and then you swipe and see the purple
side by side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so crazy. Do you know the outfit it came from?
She said it's from a pen. She has a purple sequence pen that she was chewing on.
Now that makes sense.
Ooh, get it. Let's sue the pen maker.
Oh, no.
No. I mean, it didn't hurt her. Wow. All right, Thank God.
We'll put it up on Instagram at John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, so something happened. We got Joey in the studio, Peyton in the studio. What is there drama? What's going on? Peyton's playing.
So pretty much.
Go ahead.
So pretty much what happened was me and Joey were talking, just back there talking, having like our regular everyday conversations, right? Mm-hmm. And we started talking about why I like didn't like tomatoes, and how I just always like return my food. Like, I'm the first person at a restaurant to be like, oh, you put tomatoes on my stuff, take it back.
Do you ask for no tomatoes ahead of time?
Okay, see, I hate tomatoes, so I normally ask for them off before, but if I forget, I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I am so allergic to tomatoes. Like, you got to take this back. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not allergic to tomatoes. Okay. And I will make them take it back even if I don't.
Right.
And so we're talking about how I hate tomatoes. And Joey informed me. I was telling him about a fear that I had as a child. And he let me know that that was not a fear and that that it was a real. And I'm a little upset by it.
What is it?
Huh?
Explain.
Okay. So she says she used to have a dream every night when she was a kid where tomatoes were eating her feet. And I said, oh, it's probably because of the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And there's a clip of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You've never seen a film like it. This is the incredible story of the world's ultimate disaster. Vicious man-eating tomatoes grow to monstrous proportions.
So this was a movie that came out in the 70s, but it spawned four sequels,
yep.
And there was a cartoon, like I think in the 90s, early 2000s. So I think I made her realize that she's scared because of the attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack, and it wasn't a dream. It was something that I had seen as a child and didn't realize it.
So it wasn't a dream, it's real.
I thought you were going to go down the route of you thought in your dream tomatoes were eating your feet, but something was actually biting your feet
right.
in real life.
Oh, no. I had a dream that the tomatoes came to life and the eyes, the seeds were the eyes, and they like would eat my toes off and bite my feet.
Did you Google it and see any of it?
I thought it was a dream.
No. I mean, since he's told you about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah, we looked it up.
And does it look like your monster in the
yes,
dream?
Yes, totally.
So you must have at some point. By the way, you know who starred in that movie? George Clooney. George Clooney is in the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
There's a comedian friend, I think, that we used to have on our radio show that wrote one of those movies, too.
Interesting.
So he is the Rick Rockwell, I think.
Interesting. So
he's the guy that fed your fear.
Yeah, well, I'm not his friend.
So sometime in your childhood, you might have seen like a clip of this movie,
yes.
and you thought it was a dream.
Yes. And like faithfully, like I would tell people, hey, I can't eat tomatoes. I had a dream that they bit my toes off. And it wasn't a dream. It was just me seeing something as a kid. And Joey brought that to my realization, and I still hate tomatoes.
Does anybody else have anything that they've suppressed that I need to bring out? Anybody?
That's exactly what
that's
it
a
is,
whole show.
Suppression.
Now, can you eat a tomato, do you think?
No.
Okay.
Oh, tomatoes are so good.
Oh, they're so gross.
Do you think that's 100%? That's 100% why you don't like tomatoes?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'll eat ketchup because they're all mashed up.
Pasta sauce?
Yep. Mm. I just will not eat a tomato. Like, if you put...
But it's not... It so grosses you out. You've tried a tomato before.
On accident.
Wow. I like tomatoes a lot.
That's so gross, man.
And I like feet a lot.
When was the last time you tried?
I'm the opposite of you. I'm the opposite of your nightmare.
That's a fetish film for John Jay.
When was the last time you tried a tomato?
I accidentally bit into like one of my Wendy's cheeseburgers and had tomatoes, and I think that was like maybe 4 years ago, three years ago.
Oh, okay.
So
that's pretty recent.
Yeah, and it like I bit it, and then I was like, "There's a tomato in here."
But like not gagged. All tomatoes are the same. Mm-hmm. My little brother hates tomatoes, but he will eat Taco Bell's tomatoes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. See, there's no point.
I have the same fear.
Tomatoes should be canceled.
Maybe Joey can figure it out, but hot dogs on my forehead. It was more of a fantasy I had when I go.
Oh my God.
What do you think that means?
We don't need to go down that suppression.
I don't know
what that means. That one in.
It's more of a search. A call. I've been searching everywhere for it.
A calling?
I'm trying to find it.
A calling like manifest?
More like I'm looking for a group of guys.
Oh my gosh.
I've tried to find it in the steam room. Hey, guys. I said, I got this idea. And
then
I get kicked out of many steam rooms.
Gosh, you are wrong.
Well, I'm glad Joey can solve it. Anybody else listening, if you've got any problems, you need Joey to pull them from you, he can find it. He can figure out the problems, and it's tied to TV shows or random movies. All right, it's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, I saw this thing online, and I had to, like, swallow my pride and be open and honest about this list and just see if we all wanted to do this. And it's the signs that you are old, according to millennials.
I saw this list.
and let me tell you, over the weekend, my son Kemp was at Six Flags in Dallas. And I was with him, and I was leaving. And he needed, my wife goes, give him some money. So I had like 20 bucks. And she goes, no, he needs more than 20. So I had a couple 20s, and I had a $100 bill. She goes, give him the $100. And I was like, what? She was, give him $100. So I gave him $100. And then when we landed, it turns out that Six Flags doesn't take cash. They don't use cash at all. And I was like sitting there going, how do they not take cash, right? So most people have the debit card or a credit card. So he had to buy a gift card and use the gift card there while he was at Six Flags. Because it says here, because the number one thing, or the number one thing that says the signs that you are old, according to millennials, is that you use cash.
Right? It's true.
Like all Dutch's friends use Venmo, Apple Pay.
Yeah, Apple Pay.
Apple Pay or Venmo if you got to pay somebody. Mm-hmm.
I love having cash on me, though.
I know, so do I.
I know. I feel like you need it.
It's like
I feel bad not like tipping.
Yeah.
Like my cash is almost used for tipping for everything.
Yes.
You know? Now, Apple Pay, though, you have to put money into the Apple Pay, don't you?
Well, like you just take it from one of your bank accounts.
Yeah, you have your bank account linked to it or your card.
So using cash, does anybody here use cash?
Yeah. Yes.
A little bit, yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so that's how we have to succumb to that.
Okay.
Okay, that's one more. That's a strike against us. Number two, the only person in the room that would do this would be Rich, but I don't even think Rich does this. But if one of us had to do this, it would be Rich. Carry a handkerchief.
I do not. It takes up too much room where the pocket watch would be.
Use my hanky.
And my monocle.
I don't know why this makes you old. Paying bills through the mail. How else? I don't pay the bill.
Online.
Oh, bills through the mail.
You okay, don't pay any bills.
Right, right, right. Okay, yeah, no, we pay them all.
That is a school method, okay. For sure.
I don't know what this is. Having fancy cutlery for special occasions. What's that?
Well,
like
fancy
silverware,
knives.
China.
Yeah. Oh, I have the opposite of that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I have plastic forks.
I have it just because my grandparents passed away. They gave it to us, but we never use it. It's like still in a box.
Yeah, that's not fair then, because when you pass away, you're going to hand it to your millennials and your Gen X's or Gen Z's.
But you don't use it. Just like Alpha. We have visitors and you bring out those plastic plates because you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't want to wash all those dishes
over here.
Right. These are signs that you are old, according to millennials. Writing lists with pen and paper.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to do that.
I like doing that.
I love crossing things off.
Mine are all in my notes. All my lists are on my notes.
That's how I start my morning.
You are so young.
Yeah. I'm so young.
So hip.
I'm
a millennium.
I think there's something about seeing in your handwriting makes it leave your brain, and then you get it done.
I just like, it's very satisfying being able to like cross things off.
For sure.
It makes me feel productive.
Yeah.
Smoking. Anybody here smoke?
No.
Gross. All right, if you like a song, what do you say if you like a song?
It's fire.
I love this.
You love this, Rich?
Oh, my God, I love this song.
No, one word for liking a song.
Just be cool.
The bop.
This is my jam.
If you describe a tune as banging.
Oh, I still say banging. This song's a banger.
Yeah, if you say banging, no, you're old.
Ouch.
Oh.
Calling a cab instead of using an app.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even find a cab number?
I would tell you this. I was at the airport the other day, and one of the things I like is, you know how you got to call it? The last couple times I'm at the airport and I call Uber or Lyft, you got to go to that one area and you got to wait.
Yes.
But if you just go to that one area and you go right to the cab stand, you don't have to wait, and it's the exact same price as an Uber.
Mm-hmm. So they're waiting for you.
Yeah. I think that's
the exception.
I like that a lot better. Airport. Yeah, but calling a cab to come to your house or wherever you are?
Nah.
Pass. Uh-uh. Yeah. Watching actual TV. Who watches actual TV instead of an app? No. I talk about that all the time. I haven't watched normal TV in forever.
Just sports.
Yeah. Anybody here still on Facebook?
Yeah.
I never go on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't use it very much.
That's all my grade school friends and all my cousins are on it, so that's how I keep up with them. So, yes.
So, as you might expect, much of the rest of these signs that you're old, according to millennials, has to do with technology. More specifically, how you use technology. For example, if you talk instead of text, 15% of millennials think you're old as dirt.
if you're just on the phone?
If you use a digital camera instead of your phone, you're old.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like talking on the phone at all.
Sometimes you never did.
I feel like it makes it so much easier, though. Like a text conversation that, like, with too many details and, like, you have to type a lot. It's sort of just like, dude, I could call you. We could be done with this in 5 minutes.
That's true. That happened to me last night. One of Kemp's basketball coaches was texting with me, and he goes, let me call you. And he called me, and we talked for 45 minutes.
That was a long time.
I know.
But that would have taken a whole week.
It was,
if we were texting.
Right, right. I know. So I think that we are on the younger spectrum of the old people.
The younger spectrum of the old people.
Of the old people. Because we do some old things. But I also think that some of the millennials do old things, too.
Yeah. Or,
yeah. It's the Gen Zs that are... but the Gen Zs haven't got into real life yet.
Yeah, no, but they're coming, they're coming at the millennials hard.
Yes, yes. Why the generation feud?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't get it.
I've never known anything like this before.
No. Anyway, it's John Jane. We'll put that, I'll put this list on our website, johnjanerich.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Wanda, good morning. You have a dirty little secret.
Yeah, I do.
Share, please. Hello.
So a couple months ago, and I had caught my fiance at the time cheating on me. I walked in on it and everything. And of course, you know, when they get caught, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, this and that. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'll stay a little bit longer. And just to get him back, on New Year's, we went to a family, a friend party. And he ended up getting super drunk. Passed out, and me and his friends actually stayed up a little bit longer. And then and so me and his best friend since like middle school, we were the last ones up, and we punched the monkey.
Whoa. And he has no idea.
He doesn't. And then, well, after that, I was going to call everything off. We're still together.
You're still together?
He still doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know still.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions and walk me through everything. So you came home and you caught him in bed with another woman.
Yes.
So you saw him in bed, like, actually doing it.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like.
Yeah, pretty much, like. You know how when they cheat, they try coming up with all kinds of excuses.
Yeah.
Right. So then you stayed with him. How long after that was New Year's? Was that a couple days later or was it months later?
It was like 2 weeks later.
So 2 weeks later, New Year's Eve, he gets drunk. And so that's on your, was it on your mind to sleep with the friend or it just kind of happened because he was passed out and you thought, I'm going to get back at him? Like what, how did that happen? Was it already on your mind? What are you? Are you, at a dog rescue? Where are you?
Volunteering for Love Pup.
Where are you?
Yeah, at first I was like, you know what? I want to get him back. But then after, I'm not that type of person to do that type of stuff. But it was in the moment. I was like, you know what? I've been waiting to do this for a long time anyways with that friend. I was like, oh, let's just do it.
So who initiated the contact with the friend? Did you lay the moves on the friend?
I didn't mean to, but yeah, when you're drunk, you just start.
Are you hear what she said? She said, I've been waiting for a long time to sleep with this friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. Even before your guy cheated on you, you'd been waiting to sleep with this guy?
I thought about it. I feel like he had that same connection with me, too, because we give each other like that eye, like, oh, hey.
Okay, so you slept with him. Was it worth it? Was it fun?
Oh, my God, it was so worth it.
And have you done it with him since?
No, actually, it's funny. They stopped being friends after that, but he doesn't know. And I was like, oh, man, it would have been more fun.
Are you
seen each other.
Are you afraid that he's going to say something to your boyfriend or fiance?
No, because at the time, his friend also had a girlfriend. And so we're like, okay, nobody can ever find out about this.
Well, I hope everything's all right over there.
How many dogs do you have, Wanda?
How what?
How many dogs do you have?
I'm actually at work right now. I work around a lot of dogs.
What, like at a dog rescue or a daycare?
At a dog shelter.
A dog shelter. You don't work for Love Pup, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's a bummer.
It sounds like
we're looking for volunteers.
You're so annoying.
It sounds like you and the friend have got the chemistry and you and the fiance don't.
I don't know. The friend, like, we had that, like, good little chemistry going on there. Or, like, we knew we weren't going to work out. We're too different.
Why be, like, is how are things with you and the fiance now? Like, do you really want to be with him?
Yeah, we actually worked a lot of things out. He learned his lesson. I was like, okay, good, because next time I'm going to actually tell him what happened. Hurt his feelings more.
What happened to the girl? What happened to the girl that your boyfriend was with?
She ended up moving back to the other state that she was at.
Did you know her? She came to visit,
and then after everything had happened, she just moved back. She was supposed to stay here, but she was like, no, never mind. She decided to go back.
Is this someone you knew or someone from his past?
It was someone we knew.
Oh.
Okay, Cruella.
Wanda.
Now you're calling your girl.
It's fine.
All right. Thanks for calling and thanks for sharing your secret with us.
Of course. Can I just say something really quick?
Sure.
I grew up listening to you guys, and I was so excited to talk to you guys.
We're excited to talk to you, too. Yeah. We're very excited.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, of course.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
John Jane Rich.
All right, it's John Jane Rich. Grant in the studio. So many things going on with Grant. I got to get into. I just don't know where to start, Grant. But the dinner thing is pretty damn funny.
The dinner. Yeah, Caitlin and I, we've been dating now, I think about almost 3 years.
Wow.
We lived together.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, her family was in town from Pennsylvania. Really nice family. Good, you know, Pennsylvania people. Coming into town, and they have family functions. They do activities. So we were doing a lot of activities, and we had dinner, this big dinner plan, like cookout food. They had hot dogs, hamburgers, all the potato salads, everything you could imagine. Lots of potatoes, lots of bread. So I loaded up, and we're all just having a great time. But, you know, when it's family events, they tend to go a little long.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great. I'm talking to everyone. All the ladies are outside talking by the pool. And then myself, Caitlin's dad, and her grandpa were sitting in the living room just having a chat just about the world, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I have that feeling. I get really hot, like extremely hot. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. I get lightheaded. Ooh. And then I get this, like, bulge in my stomach, like a big knot. It feels like a watermelon size knot.
Brewing.
And I'm just like, I have to go to the bathroom, and there's one bathroom downstairs by the kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm not gonna go in there.
No.
So I'm thinking, Caitlin said, hey, we're gonna leave soon. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is almost over. We're getting out of here. Caitlin walks inside. And says, gives me the wrap it up sign. So I'm like, yes, we're going home.
Okay. Whew.
So we're walking through the garage, and I'm like, I can make it home. I can easily make it home. We live less than a mile away, but I got to get home in the next 10 minutes. Otherwise, giant mess. Giant mess. We get out. Caitlin drives a little Fiat. And so we get to her car, and I literally open the handle, and I tell Caitlin, I'm not going to make it home. I go, can I go back inside and use your upstairs bathroom? And she's like, well, sure, but we told everybody we were leaving. So I had to walk back in the garage, walk back in the living room where the whole family's congregated.
After you said goodbye to everyone.
After I said goodbye, we gave hugs, we did the whole thing.
Oh, you have to explain.
And I go, but I left Caitlin to explain. I just walk in and beeline straight upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's like an emergency situation.
I don't want to be too graphic, but it was intense.
Like, did you play music? Did you turn on the shower?
I turned on the fan, turned on the water. So it was just like that
scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Are you like in their master bedroom or something?
No, I'm in like the guest upstairs bathroom next to all the bedrooms. So it's, you know,
but
it's
also,
like,
thank somebody, God, it's away from the party.
Somebody in that family is staying in that room.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one they're sharing. It's a share. So there's like all this hair, you know, everybody's stuff in the bathroom. And I just destroy it. Just destroy it. And then I take, like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to make sure everything's cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take another couple minutes. Just my paranoia won't let me leave the bathroom because I'm like, you know, when you flip open
but
a seat and you see
something. So
yeah,
much better.
God. Yeah, I just did.
It's like taking a towel, trying to waft the smell down.
And then, I have a fan. I'm opening the door, doing this thing. Everybody's downstairs. And then I walk downstairs, and I kid you not, everyone is sitting in the living room, and they all look at me.
No.
And
they're like,
and Caitlin's aunt, who I have, you know, a friendly relationship with, she was like, how'd it go? And I was like, Kaylin, we need to leave now. And then every time I've gone over there, they've been like, hey, the bathroom's upstairs if you need it. Just you don't have to ask. You can just head up there.
No one's been in there since you left.
Oh, it was.
Did you think about it? All the particles landed on their toothbrush bristles.
Oh, yeah. Right? But I mean, it was one of those moments where, you know how it kind of, you know, when you get sick,
you almost feel like you're dying.
No, but you're like, when you throw up, your whole stomach contracts.
Yes.
And you like do this
even
thing.
Even your ribs
It
hurt.
Was one of those things, but out the other side. So it was just. Did you?
I hope you multiple flushed that, because that could have been a disaster.
No, and that's the thing is, like, I did the thing where I was midway through it and I just was like, well, I'm gonna fill this thing up. Mm-hmm. Like,
the courtesy flush is so necessary.
It's true.
Also, you're like, they're gonna hear me flush multiple times.
And
then they know.
And then here's the kicker. They have new toilets. They have the new European toilets, which have the two buttons, one for number one, one for number two.
Yeah.
And when I flush it, I flush the one with one dot is number one, the two dots is for number two.
I
did the thing where I reached behind me to do the courtesy flush, but I pushed the number one, and I was like, I don't think I got
it's
enough.
Not a full flush.
It's a half flush.
Yeah, it's a half flush.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's better than no flush, though.
That's true.
I'll take a half flush.
See ya.
Oh, that's the worst. When you have to go, when you're hanging out with your significant other's family and you have to go.
Yeah, because Kaylin and I, thankfully, we'll just be like, hey, I gotta go handle this now that we're comfortable enough living together. But, you know, it's extended family. It's it's a new world for me. Yeah.
You're with the fam now, though.
At that point, since you're meeting everybody and all these people are from out of town, you got to, like, get the phone and call 911, or you gotta have them come to the house next door so everybody goes outside to see what the ruckus is.
I start a small fire outside.
Something outside. Something's going on over there. They all leave, they clean up, and you just walk out like, what's going on? Oh, false alarm, huh? Well, we gotta go.
I don't ever want to find myself in that position again, but I know based on my diet, because it was Kobe beef hot dogs, guys. That's the rub.
I will do it.
Stay away from those.
Thank you, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so Peyton is in the studio now. Peyton, she's been a part of the show now. For how long have you been a part of the show?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Since March?
Since March? Okay.
A couple months.
Okay, so you've been here long enough to, I figured it'd be kind of cool. I have this list of questions that I thought I'd ask you.
Okay.
And you answer, and maybe it'll help you get to know us a little bit better, and maybe there's new people listening to our show and they can get to figure out who we are. You know, John Jay, Rich, Kyle, Suzanne.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you questions. I'm calling this Who on Your Show Would? Okay.
Okay. I'm excited.
So you answer.
Okay.
And then maybe we can banter about it back and forth. So, Peyton, who on the show would be most likely to call in sick the first day back from vacation?
Gosh. Out of you four?
Yeah. And you could maybe add in other people. The rest, like Grant, Joey, Nick.
I think you, John Jay.
Me?
Would be most likely.
You think me?
I've never called in sick in my life.
Never. I come in here coughing all over the place, vomiting everywhere.
It's annoying, actually.
Then who would?
Oh my gosh, I don't know who would.
I feel like none of us would really call out.
I don't think any of you guys.
Mm-mm.
Okay, here's another one. Who on the show would quit and not tell anybody?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rich. I think Rich would quit and not tell anyone.
Oh, I do like my secrets.
Disappear.
So sneak.
So would
he
quit?
I'm out of here.
Would he quit and still come to work? Or he would quit and just not show up and we'd be like,
you never hear from me again.
Like the stapler guy.
Who on the show would cheat on their taxes?
Cheat on their taxes? Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's a felony. I don't know. Suzette would cheat on her taxes just because she wouldn't know how to do them.
I'm too paranoid. That's why I go to someone so they can do my taxes. So if something's wrong,
so scary.
It's on them, not me.
Who on the show would never share their streaming passwords with you?
who wouldn't share their streaming passwords. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Ugh. You guys are all so kind and sharing. I don't know. Maybe, like, Nick wouldn't share his streaming password with anyone.
Right? You probably wouldn't.
He's this true. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, who on the show would stink up the employee bathroom?
Oh, John J.
Hello, easy. Okay.
Hey, I'll own that one. Who on the show would eat smelly food in the studio?
Joey Radfish, because I know that's a running joke.
John J. does too. Yeah. You guys are both notorious for that. I mean, microwaving salmon. Ugh.
Ew.
John J.
In that little room.
Sick. Yeah, it's so gross.
Yeah, you see that, Mary, you see that can of tuna all the time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that is so gross.
So gross. But I just saw a picture of me from when I used to eat the can of tuna. I was lean. I got to go back to eating tuna.
No thanks.
Who on the show would RSVP to a party but not show up?
Kyle.
Nope.
No.
No way. That would happen.
Jay.
That would for sure.
You would go even if you RSVP?
If you RSVP, that's saying you're going.
But what if
you don't
want
to go
anymore?
If I say I'm going, I have to go.
I guess.
Yeah, I won't go.
If I'm not going, I will not. I will RSVP no.
John Jay would say that he would love to go and not go.
Yeah.
Right. Who on the show would drunk dial you for a ride in the middle of the night?
What?
Who would drunk dial you for a ride in the middle of the night?
Suzette when she's not pregnant.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Truth.
Who on the show would be rude to an Uber driver?
You, John Jay.
Oh. No.
Kyle, that sounds like you would be rude to the Uber driver.
I don't ever really Uber, but no, Uber, no. I worked in the service industry.
This
and
is probably
I, like,
the hardest
can't
game
stand
I've
rude
ever
people
played
like that.
Right.
Yeah, no.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
It'd be like, just don't talk to me, dude.
Yeah, I don't like when they talk to me.
Kind of rude.
Who on the show would leave radio for a life of crime?
Oh, God.
A life of crime?
That's so easy.
Who?
Grant.
Yeah, Grant, 100%.
Yeah, life of crime?
He's
a yes. Yeah. You're nodding
so
your
seriously.
Head.
Oh, my gosh, like, Grant, you're just
totally. And just in that, like, you know, art heist, anything. He'd be good at all of it.
These are so hard.
He probably already is living a life of crime. Yeah.
Yes.
The roller skate bandit.
Who on the show would join a motorcycle gang?
Joey, he's already part
of it. Joey.
Vespa
gang.
Joey.
And that concludes... Who on the show?
I like that game. Yeah, Bravo. Those were hard questions, though.
They were.
Maybe not for you guys, but for me.
That's getting to know the show a little bit better.
It was a little tricky.
We'll do that a couple times a month or something. All right. That's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
I'm going to play a new game. Joey Bradfish is the host. Joey, what's the name of our game?
Celebrity Meltdown.
Ooh. All right. Our contestant is Artie. Hello, Artie.
What's going on, people? Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. All right, how do we play, Joey?
It's very simple. You guys know what a meltdown is. A meltdown can happen in a bunch of different ways. It could be an altercation. It could be yelling. In fact, we had a meltdown on the show yesterday.
Daisy, what's your sign?
Whoa. Total meltdown we had on the air yesterday. So, but this is going to be with celebrities. Okay. So I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to go around the room and I'm going to play you a clip. And it's a celebrity having a meltdown. And you could get up to 2 points in this game. One for guessing the celebrity and 2 points if you know what they're having a meltdown about.
Okay.
Is everybody ready?
Ready.
All right, we're going to start with John Jay.
All look alike. Father, you're exactly right. All black and famous.
You are
all
guilty.
Look alike.
I am guilty. I am guilty.
He's a reporter for this station.
Vlog.
And you don't know the difference between
I know.
Me and
man, I can't tell who that is. So I feel like it's Samuel Jackson.
That is correct.
What? You guessed it?
And the reporter thought he was Lawrence Fishburne.
Wow. Did he ask him about being in a Matrix movie?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I've never seen that meltdown.
I remember when that happened.
I don't.
Crazy.
Wow.
It's very awkward.
Good guess.
Wow.
You should check these all out on YouTube. They're very funny and awkward. All right. So John Jay on the board with 1 point. Rich, over to you.
This is the bull we deal with when we're just doing a random rock and roll tour, all right? With no rehearsals and
Rihanna.
Rihanna is correct. Do you know why she's having a meltdown?
I don't. I don't remember that.
Yeah, so her band did not perform to her standards. That's why she's having a meltdown. Yeah. All right, so John Jay and Rich both on the board. Kyle, over to you.
The guy who tatted it is a f***, though. I will tell you that. I don't f*** that guy. F*** you to that tat artist. And you should lose your job. And you should never do tattoos again. I don't f*** with you. And if I ever see you, I'm going to f*** you up.
Dang. Wow. Very upset.
Very upset. Who is that? So obviously they're upset that their tattoo got messed up, and that's the reason for the meltdown.
So you'll go ahead and take the point for that.
And I'll take the point for that. I'm going to guess Lil Wayne, even though I know that's wrong.
That is incorrect, and you're incorrect on why this this person is upset. That is Drake! That's Drake.
Wow.
That's okay, Drake?
That's Drake.
That does not sound like Drake.
Whoa.
So a reporter interviewer showed... a woman with a Drake tattoo on her forehead, and he was very upset that someone would tattoo Drake on a woman's forehead.
Mm. Oh.
Very random, but that's why he was that's why he was upset.
Take the L on that one.
I like when he's mad.
He was very upset. All right, so John Jay and Rich all tied up at one. Suzette, over to you.
This that had a lot to say about me the other day in the press. Miley, what's good?
That's Nicki Minaj going off on Miley Cyrus. I can't remember what Miley Cyrus said, but that was, I think, like at the MTV VMAs that Miley was hosting.
I'm going to give you that for I'm going to give you both points there. Yeah, so she commented in the New York Times about Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift beef.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There was a beef there. All right, so Suzette in the lead with 2 points. Artie, your turn.
Yo, tell Miss Kia I don't like this interview. This one here over with. Yeah, you cut that off. Go ahead. I don't like you. You go ahead. I'm not feeling you. What?
Man, I don't know. Is it Kanye West?
John Jay.
That is incorrect. John Jay?
I didn't even hear it,
mm-hmm.
but just by the way he was speaking, I feel it was Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is correct.
Yeah, I just looked at Suzette. I'm all, that's Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Do you know why he's upset?
No, I didn't hear.
So a reporter asked if he writes down his lyrics, and he was very upset because he said it just comes to him.
He freestyles everything.
All right, so after one round, John Jay and Suzette are all tied up. Rich right behind with 1 point, but it's John Jay's turn now.
Yelled at a girl like this. When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
God, I feel like that sounds like Tyra Banks, but I don't know. It is Tyra Banks?
It is Tyra Banks.
Okay, then I'm assuming it's Tyra Banks on her fashion runway show, but I don't know why. That's all I got, Tyra Banks.
I'll give that to you. America's Next Top Model contestant told Tyra she had been through a lot in life, and then Tyra proceeded to tell her what she had been through in life.
So that's a little extra, Tyra.
That's so Tyra.
Yeah. We were all rooting for you.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Because the girl quit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She walked out or something like that.
It's a very funny clip. You should find it on YouTube.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I love it. I love it. I love this awkwardness. All right, so John Jay, commanding lead with 4 points. Rich, back over to you.
I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were all.
Do you know who I am? 75 million viewers. Last episode.
What? You don't take it so bad.
Well, it's Jerry Seinfeld, and he is talking with Larry King, and the feud is about Larry King asking him, do people recognize you in public?
Ooh, it is Jerry Seinfeld, but he asked if Seinfeld was canceled. So Jerry got very upset about that.
It is Jerry Seinfeld, but it is not Larry King.
All right, John Jay still in the lead with 4 points. Kyle, back over to you.
So you take this MBA-style thinking, right? It's the problem with ed policy right now. There's this intrinsically paternalistic view of problems that are much more complex than that.
Okay, that's Matt Damon. I'm not really sure what the meltdown was about, but it sounds like... he's upset at a question he was asked in an interview.
Yes. Yes. A lot of that in here. But he is, so Matt Damon, a Harvard grad. I just learned that the other day. A reporter asked why teachers' income shouldn't be based on standardized tests. Kyle, you're on the board with 1 point.
Okay.
Good for you.
Redeemed myself a little bit.
All right. Suzette, back over to you.
What the f*** am I going to do with 4 minutes? Yeah, I'll bring your f***ing usher back up here, damn it.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know, the guy from Green Day? When he was performing, like, on the street. It was, like, an award show, and then he, like, broke his guitar. I think. I don't know.
I will give you the guy from Green Day. Billy Joe Armstrong at the iHeartRadio Music Festival a few years ago.
How scary.
Yeah, he was very upset. So Suzette right behind John Jay with 3 points. Artie, this last one is worth 10 points. You could win the whole thing right here. Listen closely to this clip.
It's more than a rapping comedian here is talking to a rap piece of like
oh,
you.
Come on.
No, because you're a piece of all right.
Really, that's we're going to work. We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
I don't know. I don't know. Is it Kanye West? I'm going with Kanye West again.
That is incorrect. Anybody want
to? Kyle? Is that Mike Tyson?
That's Mike Tyson. Oh! Kyle! Yay! Look at you!
With the comeback.
With the comeback.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Mike Tyson being interviewed asked about a certain question he didn't want to answer.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
It's easy. You get a point every time.
Yeah. He was asked about his dark past.
Interviewed, and the interviewer overcrossed the line.
She finessed that point.
Artie, we're setting you up with tickets to Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. Congratulations.
Awesome, guys. I'll keep practicing. Thanks, guys. See you.
Right. John Jay and Rich.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.